Did you know that there are over 70,000 people in the United States of America who are over 100 years old? And guess what? The dementias of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are actually less common in this group. Well, I think that makes sense to me. If you live to be over 100 years old, you must be pretty healthy, and that means healthy in mind as well. So we do have people. We have a lady in who attends our congregation. I think she's 98 now. She's past the age of my father and mother. My dad died at 97, and my mother at 96. So she's passed both of them, and her mind is sharp as it can be. She has good memory and good reasoning ability. So what can we learn from people who are centenarians, as they call them? The studies around the world for people who've lived over 100 are these, and they come up with these kinds of information. Here are the following 16 characteristics of people who are over 100. These are gleaned from about 24 studies around the world. And here's what they are. Have a low fasting blood sugar level, that is below 100 milligrams per liter or something, for whatever they call a DL. Have a low target blood pressure, that is lower than 120 or close to 120 over 80. Have a low total cholesterol and or a great ratio. You don't have to have low total cholesterol, but what you do have to have is a high HDL and a high ratio level. If you don't have the lower cholesterol, then you have to have a high ratio, a good ratio. Keep your weight steady and keep your fat low, your body mass index. It has to be a little lower, and especially you don't want that stomach, you don't want the bulge around the stomach. Eat fewer calories, higher nutrition with fewer calories. Eat mostly what is called a Mediterranean diet with coffee and tea. A lot of people think coffee's bad, but if you don't drink coffee, that's fine. But a little caffeine in coffee and other things. Caffeine is a natural ingredient that comes with a lot of plants and leaves and teas and things like that. So it's not going to hurt you that much unless you're just a coffee addict. Now, don't be like one of my clients. He wanted to know why. Why was he so nervous? He couldn't figure out. He's so nervous all day. And I said, "Well, do you drink coffee?" He said, "Yes." And I say, "Well, how much do you drink?" And he said, "Well, I go to Starbucks in the morning and I get six shots of espresso on my way to work." I wonder why you're nervous. Six shots of espresso would stand me on the ceiling. Okay, here's the other. Take food supplements. Take your food supplements. If you take vitamins, minerals, other things, that's good. Exercise regularly. Be active. Stay busy even after retirement. Be active. Don't smoke, or stop if you do smoke. Number 10, if you drink alcohol, limit it to two drinks per day, two drinks at a meal. Get regular and restful sleep. Number 12, these are the 16 characteristics now of, if you want to live like the people who have lived over 100, have healthy mouth and gums. So many people, and I have to be ashamed of myself. I remember a dentist in the 1960s while I was a pastor of Oklahoma. I went to this dentist. I had not been to a dentist in probably 10 years, and 8 to 10 years. And he said to me, "What did you say you do for a living?" And I said, "Well, I'm a minister." And he said, "You're speaking, you speak." And he said, "You ought to be ashamed of yourself." He said, "You have like 36 dental caries." He had to fill bill and all my mouth. And if it wasn't for fillings, I guess I wouldn't have teeth at that time. Had a lot of them capped since, but you have to have good, healthy mouth and gums. People do not realize the amount of bad bacteria. There is nothing more filthy on the body, in the human body, than the mouth. because you eat food and that food stays around your gums and teeth and collects bad bacteria. Can you imagine little pieces of chicken that sit around your gums and mouth in that warm atmosphere? And, you know, you usually put chicken in the refrigerator, but you now got it in your mouth. Imagine how that sets up bacteria and infections and other things that your body has to fight. So keep your healthy mouth and gums. Challenge your mind. Here's number 13, with games or reading. Learn something every day. Pick up some little book. Read a couple, you know, even if you have to read a few pages. And challenge your mind. Read the newspaper. Read magazines. Read books. You know, do crossword puzzles. One of the things my dad did continuously was crossword puzzles. And number 14, stay positive in attitude. Avoid anxiety and depression. Don't catastrophize over everything. Oh, woe is me. This is going to happen. The worst is bound to happen. And number 15, shed the stressors. You know, be resilient. Have a daily structure. And, you know, if you exercise, it's one of the greatest stress reducers in the world. And number 16, stay socially connected with people, with peace. Have good, peaceful relationships with everybody. And then here's number 17, have a purpose in life. Have purpose. Make sure your life has some purpose that you're fulfilling. We all have purpose in life. You may not want to live to be 100, and that's okay. You don't have to live to be 100, but you don't want to live into your older ages and be, you know, suffering and having all kinds of other problems and physical problems and pain and ailments. That's not good either.